First, welcome. Board of Region members. Thank you, Mayor. My name is Esther Green, or Nogahluk. My mother's name was Lucy P. Ivan, or Bazrata. My father's name was Wasli P. Ivan. I was born and raised in Nunavichok. I am humbled that I was asked to do this by the university. When I was asked, my heart, of course, started pounding. And I felt shaky, and I was scared to death. Right there, I thought, should I say yes or no? I did not want to push away the wonderful part of being an elder teacher in the university classroom. So I decided to pour it out from my heart. My first education. My mom culturally educated me. That was my first education at home when I was growing up. She told me so, I won't forget. She showed me so, I remember. And she included me in everything she did. Those were the things I needed to know. Now she is a branch on that tree. Everything she taught me about was all interconnected to who I am as a Yupik person. My first education outside of my culture, this was college. I had dropped out of school when I was in sixth grade. I later married, raised my children, then after they left home, I decided to go to college to become a Yupik teacher with the school district. When I entered the college classroom, it was like entering an alien dimension. I did not know the instructor. I couldn't ask questions. I did not know the student who sat in front of me, or those who sat behind me, or those who sat beside me. We never really talked to each other. We did not brainstorm together to solve problems or discuss topics. There was little interaction between us. The teacher was like a demand. At the end of each classes I attended, I would say to my colleagues, or someone, this is none of my business. but I had to do it. It was a must do, or else no degree and no chance to be a UPIC teacher. It was scary because it was so different than my mom's instruction ways. Royal Human Service RHS program. And then one day, after I retired from Lower Kuskokwim School District, that is LKSD, I was invited to be an instructor in Rural Human Service RHS program. This RHS is a culturally relevant and unique program. RHS teaches each person as a whole, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and culturally. It leads a person to explore one's life to start with before becoming a frontline worker. RHS has helped the students as well as me as an elder with reawakening to self, others, our surroundings, and is an inspiration. It also teaches those who are always in a hurry at times to be patient. As students go through each class to reach their goals, they face rough spots on their healing and education journey. Cohort students, both RHS and Human Service, humans. When the students come into RHS, they seem scared, low confidence, and not trusting education because of the past, afraid to speak. Kind of like I was when I went to college. Over time, I became amazed at what was happening to my people in front of my eyes, including me. In the RHS model of education, I see students taking risks, and they found out who they are and where they came from. They see how being Yupik, Jupik, or whatever their culture, it is okay. There's nothing wrong with the culture they came from. As a matter of fact, in RHS and Hume's cohort programs, our life experiences, lessons we were taught, cultural practices, we have are all part of the foundation for learning new information. Students make sacrifice to attend classes, regardless of situation at home or challenging conditions. They still came. If they are weathered out in their village, they will sometimes snow machine to a nearby village that might have planes flying. KUC faculty for RHS. Later in the classroom, understanding about education, tireless, make sure the students have everything they need. Teaches students how to enter into KUC and how to succeed in a university. The faculty orient themselves to know the culture, our ways of knowing and how students learn and live in order to teach well. They partner with the culture, and that's how Western information and our culture get to be partners. One of our elders, Peter Jacob, used to say that we can look at what Western knowledge is offering and decide for ourselves what is useful and then leave what is not useful. We are the ones who have to make that decision, not the Western culture making the decisions for us. In conclusion, wouldn't it be nice and wonderful if every class in the university discovered this model of education, even K through 12? By the time they go to college, they will be so confident and ready. The Kuskokwim campus and its staff and faculty has allowed me to be part of the students' learning community in the classroom. I even have my own editor and secretary. I also want to thank my own children. They taught me so much in my healing journey. Even my great-grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my close friends and siblings. And also my fellow elders in the Chalri Zara and Healthy Families program, who have been great teachers to me. They did something to me, helped me make sure of what I learned, and encouraged me to share and give out what I learned. I will finish with this. What we learn in life and in college does not belong to us. Knowledge is not a possession that you keep for yourself or that you own. It must be shared with your people, your community. It must be given away. Thank you.